Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. COVID numbers across the Hunter regions continue to rise despite New South Wales seeing an overall decrease in their cases. The Hunter New England Health District recorded a sixth of the overall cases, with 93 identified out of the 594 seen throughout the state. It includes two in the Upper Hunter listed in Muswellbrook and Singleton. Of the new cases, 27 are in Newcastle, 26 in Lake Macquarie, 17 in Cessnock, 14 in Maitland, 4 in Port Stephens, 2 in the Mid-Coast and 1 in Tamworth. Chief Health Officer Dr. Dave Durheim is urging residents to continue getting vaccinated as the state heads towards Freedom Day.
We can expect case numbers to keep going up, and particularly as we hear about living with the virus and relaxation of public health measures, case numbers will go up. And so what does living with the virus actually mean? I, for one, would not want to be anywhere near the virus if I wasn't fully vaccinated. And so it's critical that we all get vaccinated and make sure we've got two doses of effective vaccine. Our immune systems respond beautifully to the vaccine, and that is our best measure against COVID.
Upper Hunter communities are being encouraged to tune in this Mental Health Month. Singleton Council, alongside the Upper Hunter Mental Health Interagency, have generated a new social media page for daily inspiration, exercise and general well-being throughout October. The MindLink Mental Health Month Facebook program will include a range of activities for residents to be involved with, including gardening, yoga, arts and crafts. Mayor Sue Moore is encouraging residents to tune into the website, but also to check on their own mental health as well as those in the community.
That's a great initiative, that there'll be something different all the time so that you can look at. There'll be different programs that you can be involved in, and of course somebody that you can talk to or links that you can talk to if you need to have a specific one-on-one. So the theme of this year's Mental Health Month is to encourage you to tune in into the MindLink Facebook page and for a daily dose of inspiration.
And Upper Hunter Shire community members can now get their hair wet with multiple pools across the LGA set to open. The Scone Community Aquatic Centre is now open for business, with residents being reminded to follow the COVID-safe protocols in place. There are also swimming and learn-to-swim programs available, which will be open for bookings at the end of the month. Upper Hunter Shire Council Mayor Maurice Collison says it's exciting to see facilities open again for the public.
Great news. Well, not quite yet. The Scone Pool will open on the 6th of October and the Merriwarm Rundi Pools on Friday the 15th of October. So I mean, the new service provider, the Community Aquatic Centre, took over that about a month ago, and I'm sure they're very eager to welcome the public, the past and the present public, go and enjoy themselves at our wonderful pools throughout the Upper Hunter.